Ford Locker Room Wrap-Up, presented by Ford and your Southeast Ford dealers. Now let's return courtside to the Frank Kearns broadcast table. Once again, here's Colin Lacey.
Back here from Atlanta, Georgia Southern falling to the Georgia State Panthers. A final score 71-66 here in Atlanta. Joined now by Eagle head coach Anita Howard. And coach, started off the game well, outscoring Georgia State 22-15 through one quarter. And it really felt like the game changed in the second quarter.
Yeah, you know, should I just be quite frank, I definitely am not pleased with, you know, how we came out for the entire game. You know, it's one of our Achilles heels is, you know, we play good on the first night and kind of relax too much on the second night. And so in this league, you can't relax. And so I'm definitely not pleased with how we played the game. Hats off to Georgia State for coming out. I mean, they were fighting, even hitting the three at the buzzer at going into halftime. And I felt like we kind of set back and allowed them to dictate the tempo. And so it's something we'll talk about when we get back to Statesboro. But, I really feel like we kind of gave this one away.
Maya Burns leads the way for Georgia Southern with 15 points, 5 of 6 from the floor, and really seemed like somebody you were trying to get the ball to in the late game situations.
Yeah, you know, I thought she had the mismatch. You know, she's been playing pretty well the last couple of games, and so we were looking to try to get the ball in her hand. She, you know, was scoring for us. We needed someone else to kind of step up and score. It's difficult on the road, and so that's why your defense has to travel. And I thought, you know, we allowed not just one person from Georgia State, but their entire team to kind of do what they want to do on their home floor. And so, you know, this is – you know, sad we didn't get the sweep, and I thought this is one that we probably could try to sweep, but it's a young group. We're learning, and so we're still living and learning, and we have another opportunity to play, and so we'll talk about it, we'll get better, and we'll figure out how we can be focused on day two.
One of the things that you talk about learning a lot, and you and I have talked about it, of especially with Atiana Galden not in the game tonight, trying to find somebody to handle the basketball for you, bringing it up in pressure, what was the biggest challenges that Georgia State kind of threw at you today?
You know, it's not challenges, actually. You know, they did this exact same press that they did at our place. They slowed the game down a little bit, and I think, you know, Atiana Galden could, you know, definitely help us keep the tempo. I think Janiyah Lovehill did an awesome job, but it's hard to try to play 30 minutes and then follow back up with 25 minutes, and so it's hard to get a point guard that can push it like those two on a consistent basis over 2 days, and so... you know, we definitely need IT. You know, I still think we could have won this one without her. But like I said, it's growing pains, and so it's painful. This one's painful. I would definitely have loved to leave Atlanta with a win. But like you said, there's more basketball to be played.
You talk about what Lovehill has done, especially the last couple of days, 10 points, 3 rebounds, playing 25 minutes in this one. And talk about what she has been able to do for Georgia Southern this year and kind of trying to find her role.
You know, she's the brain, so she typically can get us in the offense. She's a calming factor for our team. You know, when she's at the point guard position, she's very coachable and tries to do what the staff want her to do. But she's only a sophomore, so, you know, we're trying to ask a sophomore to run a team. It's a tough task, but I thought she did a great job.
A little bit different week next week. You've got 3 games against Coastal Carolina, the first one in Conway on Tuesday. With such a quick turnaround, what's some of the keys going into this next week?
You know, just be locked in. You know, that can mean so many things in one little statement. Be locked in. You know, whether it's the stat, like I felt like today we went away from what got us, you know, a big lead in the first game and then also a big lead early in this game. And so typically when you see success, you kind of, you know, start being relaxed and doing your own thing. When we see success, we still got to be coachable. We still got to execute what we want to execute. And so I hope that we're able to kind of learn from that and take it on the road again. You know, if we want to be successful in a tournament, we have to win on the road.
Coach, appreciate the time. Have a safe trip back to Statesboro, and we'll talk to you on Tuesday.
Okay, thanks.
Once again, that's head coach Anita Howard. We'll continue with more on the Ford Locker Room Wrap-Up after this. You're listening to Georgia Southern Women's Basketball on the Georgia Southern Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.